Robert, India, Yankee, India.
Robert, KM4NAP.
Tell you how you doing.
You're trying to pay, you shut this paper up.
Yep.
You gotta have something to do to pay for my play toys.
Done that myself.
Plain is not a bad job.
Yeah. What time y'all usually pick up y'all's paper?
It all depends. We got one truck that comes out of Columbia. We got one truck that comes out of Knoxville, Tennessee. And we've got one truck that comes out of Gastonia, North Carolina to the warehouse in Taylor's. And then once they load our truck, it takes about an hour to get to us. So it all depends on those trucks. Average time, 1 o'clock.
You work in the one in Greenville or Spartanburg?
I'm with the one drop in Seneca.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
Comes in, I help unload. We unload everything by hand and count it. And then we put them out for the carriers, and I get my papers, and then I come climb in my old truck, and off I go.
Yeah. Well, I used to work at the one, I was a paper shaker, I guess. No, inserter. I was an inserter and a paper shaker over at the Spartanburg Journal. And when I moved and came down here to Rock Hill, I worked at the Herald newspaper in Rock Hill as of delivery, putting out papers in their mailboxes. Did that for about 4 years.
Retired police officer, and I got bored and got my ham license, so I had to find something so I could pay for my toys, but I've been doing this 13 years.
Well, it gives you something to do, I know. I know a lot of times when I worked inside as a inserter, night crew always needed my help, especially on Christmas time and times that it snowed. Those people didn't come in. They were scared of the snow. That's one thing I wasn't scared of, because I had four-wheel drive.
Many a wreck of vehicles that had four-wheel drive, they thought they were invincible, and go flying up the road 60 miles an hour and then pull up about 10 minutes later and see them either in the ditch or laying over on their side.
Yeah, you're right. People go that fast in the snow, yeah, they're asking for it.
And they don't know how to drive in the snow. Most of the time, they don't know how to drive, period.
yeah. Well, that's what I told my uncle when I moved here from Cleveland. I told him that you people don't know how to drive down here. He looked at me.
Learn to drive, they need to come and drive in a home Clemson football game. Traffic. That'll teach them how to drive.
Need to learn how to drive in the snow. Go up north. Go up north for about a couple of years. Being in it for 6 months out of the whole entire year. That'll teach them. Teach them real quick.
Go up north. Don't like up north. If I went up north when I got home, I'd have to burn my boots.
Boots.
Wearing boots is just my boots be touching something up north. I just don't like it up there. I've been all up through there, and that's just what was my job and when I was a police officer, and I just don't care for it.
Yeah. How long was you a police officer?
25 years.
Oh, you've been there and done that.
I got sent all over the place. But I had a brother-in-law that was an attorney from New York City, and he was very loud, obnoxious, and rude. I didn't care for him too much.
Sounds like New York. I think he said him and his wife was from Simpsonville, somewhere around there. And I was coming from my friend's house out there in, what's the name of that town? Gallonsville. I was coming from a friend's house down there. And on one of them side roads, someone hit me in the rear. Because someone was pulling the brakes on in front of me. I ain't going to hit them. So I put my brakes on. They wanted to hit me in the rear. Found it out that it was a cop's wife that hit me. And ex-cop. And he got mad because he had to pay for my vehicle being fixed.
Hey, on that is, oh well. Our mayor, his wife turned in front of a car and caused a wreck. I doffed her off a ticket and he never said a word.
Fifth.
Hey, Friday, which one?
Supposed to have been one down towards Georgia somewhere. A lot of people went to it.
Got the one down in Dalton. No, I'm not going to get to go to that one. If I make one, I'll probably wait to September and go up there to Shelby.
Well, I'll probably see you up there if you don't go up to Charlotte one.
If I do, it's sort of hard to get to do anything. Because if I go anywhere, I like to really go and spend all day. Got to have some sleep sometime or another. It's hard to find somebody to sub a paper route. Nobody wants to work anymore.
You're right. You're right about that. I had that problem before I quit. Had that problem. Kept on taking off. Over someone else's route, right along with mine, and they didn't want to pay nothing for it, so I told them no and I quit.
Subbing a route like that, you get paid a flat fee with us, and a lot of times it's the fee for that turns out to be way more than what you would make if you had the route.
I had a pretty good route, pretty good sized route on me, what I had, and a couple of people that I kept on tutoring for, they had my route, and they just didn't want to pay nothing, they didn't think that they should, what they said, and I told them, fine, keep your route. Leave me alone.
I figure I'd do it for about 3 more years and then I want to let them hold it.
When I did quit, because about 2 or 3 months after I quit, they merged in with Charlotte Observer and they were shutting down the newspaper place up here and everybody has to go to Charlotte now to get their papers.
Anderson Independent used to be printed in Anderson. It's now being printed in Knoxville after company took it, another company took it over, and they fixed them. They're printing the Greenville instead of in Greenville in Columbia, and they're fixing to move that to Knoxville, Tennessee as well.
Oh, Lordy. My, oh, my.
Doing, they're trying to have everything in one location, and they're going to push everybody to the internet. Might say another couple of 3 years, they probably won't even be a printed newspaper.
Well, you're right there, but there's going to be some over at stores. They still have paper over at the service gas stations and Walmart's. That they still got here. But I'm glad I quit when I did.
I'll find something else to do. But it'll be during daytime instead of nighttime, I guess.
Probably go to Walmart. Go to Walmart and be a, what do you call them people, that does odds and ends go out and get buggies or do something.
Okay, I ain't a Walmart person. I was at one time third manager at CVS. That took care of that for me. I went to work at the police department. I've had that as my main job and two side jobs. I did that for 25 years.
Police officers that retire, they sometimes they go to these security guard jobs and get a job as a security guard somewhere.
I don't think I'd like that kind of job. I like to be out where I'm roam.
What do you think, India?
Any big idea. Sorry, I had to step out of the truck for a minute.
I don't understand. Excuse me. I can understand that, being that line of work.
The elderly customers that need special attention, and I try and take care of them best I can.
I did the same thing when I delivered papers. I came out to certain ladies' door and put it on their porch step where they want me to put it, and put it in their mailbox, and where they want me to put it, that's where I put it.
Look at it this way, one of these days, if we live long enough, we'll probably be in the same shape, so I'd appreciate somebody giving me a little extra courtesy and help me out.
I looked at it the same way.
I'm glad to start seeing some daylight.
A few months ago, turned the antenna, and it was getting a little bit more light.
See, daylight, that means I'm just about done.
I drove a long time ago.
Seen anybody out walking the dog this morning? This cold weather must have them hibernating.
I'm good neither.
And I can call it a day.
Flat or not?
Full saddle sore. I've been running since 3 o'clock, nonstop. Some of the roads, streets and back alleys I have to go down and get a little rough.
Yeah. I know how that feels on your car.
C5D. Well, I can call it a day now. I tell you, riding around and all these houses got those wood heaters and fireplaces going. And these people burning hickory. Old man smelling that. Make the old man want to go and smoke up some ribs.
Thank you. Yeah, I like that smell too.
How's it supposed to be for today?
Now look, around 59-60 is the high. Low's going to be 40-41.
Since you're looking it up, I may have to get my old metal detector out and go do some playing today a little bit after lunchtime.
The low 60s with the low 40s, that's what it's going to be here.
It's supposed to be pouring down rain all day tomorrow.
Monday and Tuesday.
I'm determined to make my toes go web, aren't you? I've enjoyed it. I'm fixing to pull in the driveway and call it a day. And you have a good one. Hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. Usually on Mondays I get done before everybody gets on. But just in case, I'll try and catch all you guys in the morning. So 7-3, see you and have a good one, KM4 and AB Cliff.
I'm going to be starting a good bit about 8:39 tonight so I can start getting back up at 4:35 Monday morning. So I'll catch you on the radio about that time.
See if we're here. Have a good one.
All right. Talk to you later. Whiskey Port, India, Yankee, India.